Can we turn to a portion of the scriptures in Romans chapter 8?
请我们打开罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8, verse
28
through verse
30.
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事互相效力, 叫爱神的人得益处, 就是按他旨意被召的人。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人, 就预先定下效法他儿子的模样, 使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And whom he predestined, these he also called, and whom he called, these he also justified, and whom he justified, these he also glorified.
预先所定下的人又召他们来, 所召来的人又称他们为义, 所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And then in another portion of the scriptures,
另一处的圣经,
2 Corinthians chapter 4,
哥林多后书第四章,
and verse 6,
第六节,
For God who said light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神, 已经照在我们心里, 叫我们得知神荣耀的光, 显在耶稣基督的面上。
Can we just have a further short word of prayer?
让我们继续有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being able to be seated at your feet.
主，我们谢谢你给我们这样的特权，可以坐在你的脚前。
Lord, we ask that you may open your word to us.
求你把你的话向我们打开。
Speak to the depths of our hearts.
向我们内心深处说话。
That you may give us understanding.
让我们能够明白。
That we may come to know you better.
我们可以更多地认识你。
We ask this in Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We just read a very familiar portion of the scriptures.
我们刚才读的经文大家都很熟悉。
In Romans 8:28 through verse 30.
罗马书8章28节到第30节。
And we often like to encourage brothers and sisters with Romans 8:28.
我们常常喜欢呢用罗马书28章和弟兄姐妹彼此鼓励。
Because there it says all things work together for good.
因为那里说万事互相效力。
But sometimes we restrict what the verse says.
但有时候呢，我们把经文的意义给局限了。
In that we stop at all things work together for good.
我们呢就停在万事互相效力这里了。
But we all know that God causes all things to work together for good.
我们知道，我们当然知道神叫万事互相效力。
But it goes on to say, to those who are called according to his purpose.
但是呢，他继续说是那些按照他旨意被召的人。
So it is for all things to work together for good, there is a purpose behind it.
万事互相效力的后面是有一个目的的。
And of course, as we read on to verse 29 and verse 30,
我们继续读到29和30节的时候,
these are also probably familiar to us,
对我们来讲也都很熟悉,
is that whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son.
因为他预先所知道的人, 就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
If you are like me, I often wondered, what does it mean to be conformed to the image of his Son?
如果你像我一样的话, 就会常常想, 效法他儿子的模样是什么意思呢?
Actually, we probably would think, well, it is to become like his Son.
也许我们想就是像他的儿子。
And a lot of times, at least me included, that's where I would end my thought.
常常呢，我的思想就停在这里了。
Is that somehow I'll become like the Lord one day?
就是有一天呢，我要像主。
But I always wonder, what does it really mean to be conformed to the image of the Son?
但我常常在想, 成为他儿子的模样是什么意思?
What does it mean to be conformed to the image of his son?
怎么叫做呢? 效法他儿子的模样?
Why doesn't it just say being conformed to his son?
为什么不说呢? 就成为他儿子的模样?
I think,
为什么不说就效法他的儿子呢?
And I think the Holy Spirit gives us a hint.
我想圣灵呢, 给我们一个提示,
or probably more than a hint.
也许呢,
because in verse 30 it says,
因为第30节说,
whom he predestined,
预先他所定下的人,
these he called,
又招他们来,
whom he called he justified,
所招来的人, 又称他们为义,
and whom he justified, these he also glorified.
所称为义的,
so the verse 29 ends with the image of the Son.
第29节的结尾是神儿子的模样。
The thought that concludes verse 30 is to be glorified.
而30节的结尾是荣耀。
So we know that the end is the same according to this.
我们知道呢, 都是呢, 按照他的旨意。
Is that God causes all things to work together for good.
神叫万事互相效力。
So that we may be conformed to the image of his son.
所以我们可以效法他儿子的模样。
So this also means that by all things working together for good, that one day we will be glorified.
这就是说呢, 神叫万事互相效力, 有一天我们可以得荣耀。
So these two thoughts are very important, the image of his son and to be glorified.
这两个思想, 一个呢, 就是他儿子的荣耀, 另外一个是得着荣耀, 他儿子的模样和得着荣耀, 这两个思想是非常重要的。
It's as if he can put an equal sign between the image of his son and to be glorified.
如果我们把 他儿子的模样和得荣耀这两者之间画一个等号的话,
so that thought should be in our heads.
所以这样的思想应该, 在我们头脑中应该有这样的思想。
But the problem we have is this.
但我们的问题是,
is what does it mean to be glorified?
得荣耀又是什么意思呢?
It's actually, again, it's something that may not be so evident.
也许不是那么明显。
What does it mean, the glory of God?
神的荣耀是什么意思?
Again, it's something maybe not so easy for us to grasp.
就我们来讲, 不是那么容易把握的。
We know it's something wonderful.
我们知道那是非常好的。
But the question is, what does it mean to be glorified?
但问题是, 得荣耀是什么意思呢?
We know that somehow being conformed to the image of the Son of God is equal to being glorified.
我们知道呢, 效法他儿子的模样和得荣耀是一回事。
Is it possible that the Bible gives us a further explanation of what does it mean to be conformed to the image of the Son?
圣经有没有给我们进一步解释效法他儿子的模样是什么意思?
Could it be that the Bible could give us a clear picture of what does it mean to be glorified?
圣经有没有给我们一幅清楚的图画让我们看到得荣耀是什么?
So this is what I'd like to share this morning.
这是今天上午愿意跟大家分享。
And hopefully the Holy Spirit can clarify this for us.
我盼望 圣灵呢可以把这件事向我们解释清楚。
Now, I don't know what you think about an image.
我不知道你想到模样的时候是怎么样。
Usually you may think about a picture.
常常你会想到大概就是一个图画。
A photograph.
一个照片。
So if someone asks you, oh, what does the president of, let's say Romania look like?
如果有人问你那个罗马尼亚的总统长什么样呢?
So you probably just go on the internet, go to Google and search for a picture of the president of Romania.
那也许呢,你就会上网去找一下罗马尼亚总统的照片。
And then you'll pull up a picture.
然后呢,你就把照片调出来。
And you'll say, wow, this is what the president of Romania looks like.
你说,哦,你看,这就是罗马尼亚总统的样子。
So this may give you an idea of what the image looks like.
这样也许你会明白一点什么呢? 就是模样是什么意思?
But let me ask you this.
但是让我问你这个问题。
If when you go to Google and search for the president of Romania,
你去Google去找罗马尼亚总统照片的时候,
they pull up a picture.
你找到一张照片。
And actually the reporter or the photographer is so bad.
可是呢, 那个记者呢, 实在很拙劣。
When he took the picture of the president of Romania,
他给罗马尼亚总统照相的时候,
he only took it from his neck down.
只是呢, 从脖子以下,
so, and then when you look at that picture,
那你看那个照片的时候,
he wears a very nice suit.
他穿的衣服非常的华丽。
But it doesn't tell you who the president of Romania is.
但是呢，却没有告诉你罗马尼亚总统怎么样。
This is kind of a ridiculous example.
这是一个很不合理的例子。
But what I'm trying to get to is this.
那我所要说的是,
what really makes that president of Romania unique?
是什么东西使这个罗马尼亚总统是那样的特别呢?
Is his face.
是他的脸。
When you see his face,
你看他的脸,
you'll see the special features of this person.
你就看到这个人的特点。
You can tell how old he is,
你可以,
probably.
你可以知道他多大年纪。
And if he's smiling, you may think, well, he's a happy person.
如果他在笑呢, 你大概会觉得, 哦, 这个人呢, 他很快乐。
So to be conformed to the image of the Son of God,
让我们能够效法生儿子的模样的话,
somehow we can associate it with something that speaks forth of who Christ is.
我们必须呢跟能够表达耶稣的那些东西有份。
So I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say.
我不知道你懂不懂我的意思。
So the image speaks about something about Christ.
形象呢讲到基督的一些方面。
So that's why in another verse that we read.
就是为什么在另外一处经文。
So hopefully this will clarify things a little bit.
也许这个可以呢帮助我们能够进一步的明白一点。
And that is in 2 Corinthians verse, chapter 4 verse 6.
那就是呢, 哥林多后书第四章第六节。
There's a phrase in there that says this.
那里有一节说,
light shall shine out of the darkness is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
So here it says that we actually should know already, should have knowledge of the glory of God already.
他说我们应当呢已经知道神的荣耀了。
So it's not just something very intangible.
不是呢我们不可把握的。
It should be something very tangible.
而是可以把握的。
And here it says, Paul tells us that the knowledge of the glory of God, and how we know what the glory of God is, something that we should be able to see in the face of Christ.
保罗在这里告诉我们说, 神的荣耀, 我们怎么知道神的荣耀呢? 乃是呢, 在耶稣的面上。
So, you see the word glory.
所以呢, 你看到这里有荣耀。
You see the word face.
这里呢, 你也看到有面。
Remember Romans 8:28, it said, the image of the Son of God.
记不记得罗马书28章说神儿子的模样?
And verse 30 it says to be glorified.
第30节说得着荣耀。
So here we have the word glory.
那里有荣耀。
And we have the word the face of Christ.
这里呢也有耶稣基督的面。
So somehow if we understand the face of Christ,
如果我们能够明白耶稣基督的面,
we understand what the glory of God means.
我们就知道神的荣耀是什么意思。
If we understand the face of Christ, we understand what is it that we're being conformed to.
我们如果知道耶稣基督的面, 我们就知道我们要效法什么。
And then if we're able to be conformed to that image or that face,
为了使我们能够效法那个, 耶稣基督的那个面,
we will be glorified.
那么我们就得了荣耀。
So is it that the Bible tells us about the glory of God through the face?
圣经是不是告诉我们说神的荣耀是借着那个面?
And explicitly the face of Christ.
特别清楚地告诉我们说是基督的面。
So let me take a step back.
让我呢后退一步。
Now to the glory of God is something not just interesting for us.
神的荣耀不单单的是让我们有兴趣。
But actually even Jewish rabbis are interested in the glory of God.
即使犹太人的拉比, 他们也对神的荣耀有兴趣。
And what they said was the most difficult thing to understand was the glory of God.
他们说呢, 最难以理解的就是神的荣耀。
But is it that the Holy Spirit somehow hid something in the Old Testament to show us what the glory of God is?
那么旧约是不是呢, 也, 在有些地方告诉我们说神的荣耀呢?
And somehow that it was tied to the face.
那也是呢,跟这个脸是有关的。
Actually, if you go back to the Old Testament, there is a place that talks about that.
如果我们回到旧约呢，确实有一处讲到这一点。
And that's in the book of Ezekiel.
那是在以西结书。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结书第一章。
Now, if we read Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse
1,
Now it came about in the 30th year, on the fifth day of the fourth month, while I was in the river Chebar among the exiles, the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God.
当30年4月初5日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了。 得见神的异象。
Verse 3, The word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Chebar.
第三节，在加勒底人之地，加巴鲁河边，耶和华的话特临到布西的儿子祭司以斯结。
And then verse 5,
第五节,
Within it there were figures resembling four living beings, and this was their appearance. They had human form.
又从其中显出四个活物的形象来，他们的形象是这样，有人的形象。Oh,
actually, I'm sorry. I should go back. Verse 4. And as I looked, behold, a storm wind was coming from the north, a great cloud with fire flashing forth continually, and a bright light around it, and in its midst something like glowing metal in the midst of the fire.
回到第四节，我观看，见狂风从北方刮来。 随着有一朵包括闪烁火的大云，周围有光辉从其中的火内发出，好像光耀的金晶。And
this is when we read, and within it there were figures resembling four living beings.
然后呢，我们看到呢，又从其中显出四个活物的形象来。And
it was their appearance; they had human form.
他们的形象呢，是其中呢有人的形象。And
let us pay attention. Verse 6 it says. Each of them had four faces and four wings.
各呢有四个脸面，四个翅膀。And
then verse 10.
第十节,
As for the form of their faces, each had the face of a man. All four had the face of a lion on the right, and the face of a bull on the left, and all four had the face of an eagle.
至于脸的形象，前面各有人的脸，右面各有狮子的脸，左面各有牛的脸，后面各有鹰的脸。And
verse 15.
第十五节,
Now as I looked at the living beings, behold, there was one wheel on the earth beside the living beings for each of the four of them.
我正观看活物的时候，见活物的脸庞各有一轮在地上。
And verse 19,
第十九节,
Whenever the living beings move, the wheels move with them, and whenever the living beings rose from the earth, the wheels rose also.
活物行走，轮也在旁边行走，活物从地上升，轮也上升。
Verse 22. Now over the heads of the living beings there was something like an expanse, like the awesome gleam of crystal spread out over their heads.
活物的头以上有穹苍的形象，看着像可畏的水晶铺张在活物的头以上。
Verse
26.
Now above the expanse that was over their heads there was something resembling a throne, like lapis lazuli in appearance. And on that which resembled a throne high up, was a figure with the appearance of a man.
在他们头以上的穹苍之上有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石，在宝座形象以上有仿佛人的形状。
In verse 28, this is very important. As the appearance of the rainbow and the clouds on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of God.
第28节很重要，下雨的时候。 云中红的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是怎样，这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。So
there is a verse here, a phrase here that says the likeness of the glory of the Lord or the glory of Jehovah.
这里面呢讲到耶和华荣耀的形象。So,
but here we also have another picture.
这里我们有另外一幅图画。And
the picture talks about four living beings.
讲到四个活物,
and each being had four different faces.
每个活物有四个脸面,
a face of a lion,
狮的脸,
face of an ox,
牛的脸,
face of a man,
人的脸,
and the face of an eagle,
和鹰的脸,
and they all had wings.
他们都有翅膀,
so these four living beings, you know that they could fly up. And above them was an expanse, essentially heaven.
在他们之上呢, 是穹苍, 就是天,
and there was a throne.
还有宝座,
and upon it was the Son of Man.
在宝座,
someone like a Son of Man.
在宝座上呢,
so, but it also had wheels.
也有轮,
it had four wheels.
有四个轮,
and it could move left, move right, move to the front and to the back.
可以向前后左右移动。
So if you think about this picture,
你想象这幅图画的时候,
it sure reminds you of like a chariot.
让你提醒你呢, 基路伯,
and upon it was a throne.
在基路伯之上有宝座,
and it was and upon the throne was the king.
宝座上是王,
so this should remind you of like a Roman chariot with the king sitting upon it.
这让我们呢就想到罗马的
Roman chariot 就是那个 马战车
罗马的战车上面呢, 坐着王,
and then he comes back in victory in battle from battle.
他战争得胜的回来的时候就坐着马车回来,
so it's like a moving throne.
那个马车呢, 就像一个移动的宝座,
so this picture should remind you of that.
这幅图画呢, 应当让我们想到呢,
now we read earlier that the person that wrote this book was Ezekiel.
刚才在之前我们读到呢, 这本书的作者是以西结,
now he was in exile.
他是, 被流放,
now he was far away from Israel and from Jerusalem.
他远离了耶路撒冷,
he was far away from the temple of God.
他远离了神的殿,
and Ezekiel was a priest.
以西结呢,
now he was there next to the river Chebar.
他们在加鲁河边,
and,
在他们在加巴鲁河边,
and just maybe he was thinking about his home.
也许呢,
he was thousands of miles away from his home.
他离家乡有千里之遥,
he was thinking maybe that as a priest, he was not fulfilling his function.
也许他在想, 他虽然是祭司,
he was thinking maybe because the people of Israel had failed God.
他想也许呢, 神的子民失败,
that the glory of God had departed.
所以呢,
so he probably was very depressed.
也许呢, 他很失望,
but somehow at that point, God appeared to him.
但是呢,
and revealed to him a wonderful vision. To show him that somehow heaven was approaching him.
让他看见呢,
somehow the presence of God appeared to come towards him.
神的荣耀呢,
now in his concept, the glory of God should have been in Jerusalem, in the temple.
在他的概念里面,
you know that in the Word of God it says that the ark is the footstool of God.
圣经说呢,
so it's, if you think about it, the throne of God should be in the, and the throne, the foot of the throne is in the temple.
你就讲到的呢,
but somehow this throne was coming towards him.
然而呢,
it was so close,
离他如此之近,
so tangible,
可以抓到,
and you see that this throne had wheels.
这个宝座呢, 还有轮,
so it was as if it came to earth.
好像呢, 它在地上,
yet it still had wings.
但是呢, 它又有翅膀,
yet you still saw heaven as part of this vision.
在它的意象当中也看到了天,
so this should remind you of the New Testament.
这就提醒我们新约,
that this is a prophecy of our Lord.
这是我们主所说的预言。
Now, if you remember, in John chapter 1 verse 1,
如果我们记得约翰福音第一章第一节,
it said, in the beginning was the Word.
那里面说, 太初有道,
and the Word was with God.
道与神同在,
and the Word was God.
道就是神。
This is a tremendous statement.
这是一个极大的宣告。
But if John had ended with that verse,
但是呢, 约翰是这样结束,
there would be no gospel.
如果呢, 约翰只停到这里, 那么呢, 就没有福音了。
Of course, God the Father and the Son had wonderful fellowship from the beginning.
当然呢, 父神跟子神, 从起初他们就在一起。
And then in John chapter 1, it says, no one has seen God at any time.
约翰福音说, 从来没有人见过神。
So who would know God?
谁能够认识神?
So God would be so far away.
神离我们如此之远,
so not personal.
而且呢,
but thank the Lord. John said, he was in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. And that word was not just a word that was in eternity past.
那不单单的是在永远的过去有这样的话,
the word was not just something so far away that was in union with God.
那不是说呢, 离我们如此之远, 啊,
but John 1:14 says the word became flesh.
约翰福音1章14节说,
and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. So do you see the picture?
有没有看到这幅图画?
In Ezekiel chapter 1,
以西结书第一章,
there it says that there was the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
那里面说到耶和华荣耀的形象。
So in the Old Testament, Ezekiel only saw what was the likeness of the glory of God.
在旧约里面，以西结看到只是像耶和华的荣耀。
But in the New Testament,
在新约里,
when the Lord came,
主来的时候,
he was glory himself.
他自己就是荣耀。
So what is the definition of glory?
荣耀的定义是什么呢?
We get a hint from that picture.
我们从那个形象里面呢,
but the reality was when the Lord Jesus became flesh.
实际上是耶稣基督道成肉身,
and we beheld his glory.
我们看见他的荣耀,
glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
是父独生子的荣耀, 丰丰满满的, 有恩典有真理。
So if we understand who he is,
如果我们明白他是谁,
then we'll understand what glory is.
我们就明白什么是荣耀。
But it doesn't end there.
但是还不到这里结束。
Because in 2 Corinthians 4:6 it says, the glory of God in the face of Christ.
因为呢, 哥林多后书第4章第6节那里面还说, 神的荣耀在, 啊, 耶稣基督的面上。
So it's not that it's just something very general.
不是呢, 很这种一, 呃, 很一般, 很泛泛的而说,
it should be something very specific.
而是呢, 很具体的。
So this is why that vision then can further help us.
这是呢, 可以进, 对我们有更多的帮助的一个意象。
We know that this speaks about the likeness of the glory of God.
我们这里面, 我们知道那里, 这里面讲的是呢, 像是神的荣耀。
So, So how do we transition that from the Old Testament to the New Testament?
我们怎样呢把这幅图画从旧约来解从新约来解释这个旧约这幅图画?
So that's why it's important that we understand that picture that what was described in Ezekiel.
所以呢，这就是为什么我们能够明白以西结这幅图画对我们来讲是很重要的。
In that picture,
在这幅图画里面,
there were four living beings,
有四个活物,
and each of them had four different faces.
每个活物呢, 有四个不同的脸面,
the face of a lion,
狮子的脸,
the face of an ox,
牛的脸,
the face of a man,
人的脸,
and the face of an eagle,
和牛的脸。
Now you probably heard this before already,
也许以前你已经听过这,
but this speaks about the four different aspects of our Lord.
就讲到我们主耶稣基督四个方面。
Now we know that the Gospel of Matthew speaks about our Lord as the King.
我们知道马太福音讲到我们的主他是王。
We know that the Gospel of Mark speaks about our Lord as the perfect servant of God.
马可福音呢则是说到我们的主他是神的仆人。
And then the Gospel of Luke speaks about our Lord as the perfect man.
路加福音说到我们主是一个完美的人。
And then the Gospel of John speaks about our Lord as the perfect Son of God.
约翰福音告诉我们说，我们的主是神完美的儿子。
So because the Lord is so glorious,
因为我们的主是这样的荣耀。Because
he is so wonderful,
因为他这样的奇妙。
He is so big,
他如此之大。That
the Bible had to use four different aspects to present our Lord.
所以呢，圣经必须用 四卷书来描述我们主不同的方面。
So describing him as the king, you see the face of a lion.
讲到他是王, 让我们看到狮子的脸。
When you describe him as the face, when you describe him as the perfect servant of God, you see the face of an ox.
讲到呢, 他是神完美的仆人, 让我们看到狮, 呃, 牛的脸。
You describe him as the perfect son of man, or the perfect man, you see the face of a man.
讲到他是一个完美的人的时候, 我们, 啊, 完美的人的这一方面的时候, 我们看到, 啊, 就是路加福音。
And then you see him as the son of God, you see the face of an eagle.
那么讲到呢, 他是神的儿子, 我们看到是鹰的脸。
So through these four gospels,
借着这四卷福音书,
we should be able to see the four different faces of Christ.
我们应该能够看到基督他四个不同的脸面。
And through the four gospels, we then would, through these four faces,
借着这四卷福音和这四个不同的脸面,
we will understand what the glory of God is. And this is what the Bible describes as what glory is.
这就是圣经如何来描述荣耀。
So if we understand the four faces of Christ,
如果我们明白耶稣基督他四个不同的脸面,
we will understand what glory means.
我们就知道荣耀是什么意思。
What John said, we beheld his glory means.
那么我们就明白约翰说我们看过他的荣光是什么意思。
And if we understand this, then we understand what is it that we are being conformed to.
我们明白这些我们也明白我们要效法什么样的模样。
So now you see the picture.
我们看到了图画。
The book of Ezekiel chapter 1 is a prophecy of our Lord.
以西结书第一章乃是关于我们主的一个预言。
You see the four different faces.
看到有四个不同的脸面。
You see that it has wheels.
它有轮子。
In other words, it moves about on this earth.
它在这个地上走动。
So you see how our Lord came from heaven to earth.
你看到我们主如何从天降到地上。
And you see that above that the wings was heaven.
在翅膀之上是天。
So you see wherever this thing went, there was heaven.
你就知道每当他走到哪里，就把天带到哪里。
So wherever our Lord came to, there was heaven.
无论我们的主到哪里，天就到了哪里。
And it also had wings.
它还有翅膀。
So it could fly up.
它可以向上飞。
So it should remind you of our Lord.
提醒呢，我们的主。
Even though he was here on earth.
虽然他在地上。
He was so connected to heaven.
但是呢，他与天连接。
So you see that picture.
我们看到这幅图画。
It should remind you of our Lord.
能够呢，啊，向我们提醒。
And it should remind you that this is the definition of glory.
让我们知道这就是荣耀的定义。
So how can we take this a step further?
我们可以怎样继续向前去呢?
Now, we know that the four Gospels speaks about the four aspects of our Lord.
我们知道四卷福音说到主的四个方面。
It speaks about the four different faces.
它四个不同的脸面。
The question is this.
问题是,
does the Bible explicitly talk about the face of Christ?
圣经有没有呢,很清楚地讲耶稣基督的脸?
And especially in the four Gospels.
特别在四卷福音书里面。So
this is what I'd like to share this morning.
这是我今天上午要分享。So
we know that the Gospel of Matthew speaks about our Lord as the King.
我们知道马太福音讲我们的主是王。Now
in Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 it says,
马太福音第一章第一节。
Let me just read one verse there. And that is Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
马太福音第一章第一节。
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
耶稣基督的家谱,亚伯拉罕的后裔,大卫的子孙。
Now we know that David was a king.
我们知道大卫是个王。
But the son of David was Solomon.
大卫的儿子呢,是所罗门。
And the son of Abraham was Isaac.
亚伯拉罕的儿子是以撒。
Now, if you can understand the two sons, now, of course, the Lord Jesus is the son of David and son of Abraham.
如果呢,你能知道这两个儿子,你也知道呢,我们的主,他是亚伯拉罕的儿子,是大卫的儿子。
But if you see the son of David was Solomon,
如果你看到大卫的儿子是所罗门,
and you see the son of Abraham was Isaac,
亚伯拉罕的儿子呢,是以撒。
So if you understand these two sons,
如果你明白这两个儿子,
then you will understand the special feature of our Lord as the king.
你就知道我们的主作为王的特点。
Now we know that the special characteristic of Solomon was that he was the one who was the wisest that have ever lived.
我们知道呢,所罗门的特点呢,知道他是最有智慧的王。
And remember, the Queen of the South came from very far away, 1600 miles away, just to be able to hear the wisdom of Solomon.
我们知道呢,南方的女王从远处而来,就是要听所罗门智慧的言语。
And Solomon was one who was the wisest that ever lived.
所罗门呢,是
But the Lord said, behold, someone greater than Solomon is here.
但是主说,看了,这里有一个人比所罗门更大。
So of course, our king is the wisest king that ever lived.
我们的王乃是,最有智慧的王。
So that's why you see that in the Gospel of Matthew, it's full of the direct spoken words of the Lord.
所以呢,在马太福音里面,我们就看到呢,有许多主的原话。
Probably around three-fifths of all of the book of Matthew is the direct spoken words of the Lord.
马太福音差不多有三分之一的篇幅就是主自己所说的话。
So behold, someone greater than Solomon is here.
看啊,这里有一个人比所罗门更大。But
it doesn't end there.
但是呢,到这里还没有结束。
Verse 1, it also says he is the son of Abraham.
第一节也说呢，他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And the son of Abraham was Isaac.
那么亚伯拉罕的儿子就是以撒。
Now Isaac, was one, who was obedient to his father.
以撒呢，他顺服他的父亲。
Now we know that when, Abraham was going to offer up Isaac.
我们知道亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候
，Isaac didn't have a word.
亚伯拉以撒呢，他一句话都没有说。
He was willing to be offered as a sacrifice.
他愿意把自己献上成为燔祭。
Again, here's another picture of our Lord.
这是我们主的另一幅图画。
He was meek as a lamb that was led out to the slaughter.
他是谦卑任人宰割的羊羔。
So here was the picture of our Lord.
这是我们主的图画。
So you see that here you see the two aspects of this wonderful king.
我们就看到这个王他两个方面。
Though he was greater than Solomon,
他比所罗门更大。
He also said, behold, someone greater than Jonah is here.
他也说看了这里有一个人比约拿更大。
Someone who was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three days and three nights.
在鱼腹里面待了三天三夜。
So it should remind you of how our Lord was in the belly of the earth, how he died, and he had to go into the belly of the earth for 3 days.
也提醒我们，我们的主耶稣在地下被埋葬了三天。
So it speaks about the two aspects of this king.
讲到这个王的两个方面。
So this king is like unlike any other king.
这个王跟任何的王都不同。
Though he is wiser than Solomon.
虽然呢，他比所罗门更有智慧。
Though he should have all the glory of the king of Solomon, as the king of like Solomon.
他虽然呢像所罗门王一样得到那样的荣耀。
Yet he was the son of Abraham.
他呢还是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
You see the picture of Isaac as the one who was willing to offer himself.
乃是看到以撒他愿意把自己献为燔祭。
So that's why, as a matter of fact, so then what we come to, so how about the face of Christ?
那么基督的脸面又如何呢
？So let us turn to a verse in Matthew 26. Matthew 26 verse 67.
马太福音第六章第六十七。
Yes. So what is the face of a king?
王的脸面是如何呢?
Here it says,
这里说,
then they spat in his face and beat him with their fists, and others slapped him.
他们就吐唾沫在他脸上,用拳头打他,也有用手掌打他的。
And actually, there's another verse that supports that in Mark 14:65.
马太福音第十四章第二十第六十五节也有类似的经文。
And some began to spit at him and to blindfold him and to beat him with their fists and to say to him, "Prophesy!" And the officers received him with slaps in the face.
就有人吐唾沫在他脸上，又蒙着他的脸，用拳头打他，对他说：“你说预言吧！”差役接过他来，用手掌打他。
So this was the king. Described in the Gospel of Matthew.
这就是马太福音里面所描写的王。
So the kings of this world,
这个世界的王,
they're always the one that slap others in the face.
总是他们打别人的脸。
But our king,
但是我们的王,
was spat upon,
是被别人,
he would, 吐唾沫,
吐唾沫, 别人吐唾沫在他脸上。
He was beat with fists,
人家用拳头打他。
And others slapped him.
并且呢，砸他的脸。
Actually, this should remind you of Matthew chapter 5.
这让我们想到呢，马太福音第二十五章。
The Lord said, if someone strikes you on the right cheek,
马太福音第五章说，若有人打你的右，
you should turn the other cheek.
你应当把另外一个脸让他打。
Do you know why it's the right cheek?
为什么是右脸呢？
It's because at that time, normally when you slap someone, you would slap them this way.
因为那个时候，如果那个时候你打人的话，通常是这样的。
So if you slap him this way, it's the left cheek, right?
如果你这样打的话，打人的是左脸。
But if you want to slap someone on the right cheek, you have to slap him with the back of your hand.
如果你要打人的右脸呢，要用你的手背。
And at that time, to slap someone with the back, to be slapped with the back of the hand.
那个时候呢，你用手背打人的话。
It was so humiliating.
那么就是呢，侮辱你。
That even the slaves, they would rather die than to take that. So that's why the Lord says, when someone slaps you on the right cheek, you ought to turn the other cheek as well.
所以呢, 我们主为什么说, 人家若打你的右脸, 你把左脸也给人打。
So our Lord was living out what he taught in Matthew chapter 5.
我们主呢, 就将他在第五章所说的活出来。
Not only that,
不但如此,
do you remember the Lord also said, if someone is going to take your inner garment, you ought to give him your outer garment as well.
我们主还说, 若有人拿你的内衣,
but in John chapter 19 and verse 23, it says this.
约翰福音二十章第三节说,
then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his outer garments and made four parts, a part to every soldier and also the tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece. Now the outer garment, the tunic is the inner garment.
第二十三节。约翰福音十九章第二十三节，兵丁既然将耶稣钉在十字架上，就拿他的衣服分为四份，每兵一份，又拿他的内衣，这件内衣原来是没有缝，是上下一片织成的。
So again, the Lord not only gave them his inner garment, but also his outer garment.
我们的主不单单把内衣给他们，而且把外衣也给他们。
So our Lord was living out on the cross and living out through his life, Matthew chapter 5.
我们的主在十字架上在他的一生中将马太福音第五章的话活出来。
So this is the king.
这就是王。
So that's why it's very interesting.
这就是呢, 为什么?
If you think about the two robbers,
你想象那两个强盗,
in the beginning, they were all cursing the Lord.
一开始他们都咒诅我们的主,
but somehow, one of them was turned around.
但是呢, 其中有一个人不知怎样, 他就转向了主。
Somehow, in the end, he said, Jesus, remember me in your kingdom.
最后他说, 耶稣, 当你德国降临的时候, 求你纪念我。
Somehow, this man was so touched.
这个人心里面被摸着了。
That this man's response is so strange. Now, he didn't have a lot of opportunities to see the Lord perform miracles and other things. But he observed the Lord, what he said.
但是呢,
on the cross, he witnessed that the Lord Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
因为主在十字架上说, 父啊, 赦免他们, 因为他们所做的, 他们不晓得。
This man must have thought, how can this man forgive someone that's crucifying him?
那个强盗一定在想, 这个人怎么能够赦免, 钉他十字架的人呢?
There was something about this man that was different.
这个人有不同的地方。
But he was, and then he not just realized that he was a different man.
后来他也突然发现他不单单是一个不同的人,
but it's profound what he said. He said, remember me in your kingdom.
而且他向他承认说, 当你德国降临的时候, 求你纪念我。
He realized that this man was a king.
他明白了这个人是王。
Now, I don't know how easy it is for you to see someone on the cross and say, wow, there's a king.
我不知道对你来讲, 这个容不容易, 看到有一个人在十字架上你说, 哇, 他是一个王。
But our Lord was such a king.
但是我们主就是这样一个王,
that he touched this man so deeply.
他深深地摸着这个人,
based on what he did on the cross.
在十字架上因他所做的,
this king was unlike any other.
这个王跟任何的王都不同。
So there you see this. Now, why was it that our Lord was able to do this?
我们的主怎么能够做到这样呢?
Matthew 26 verse 39, there's another mention of the word face.
在马太福音26章第39节。
It says, and he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed, saying, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, and yet not as I will, but as thou wilt.
他就稍往前走, 匍匐在地上祷告说, 我父啊, 倘若可行, 求你叫这杯离开我, 然而, 不要照我的意思, 只要照你的意思。
So this should remind you of Isaac.
就提醒我们想到以撒,
someone who was willing to be to allow his father's will to be done.
他呢愿意他父的旨意成就。
But you say how his face was upon the ground.
我们看到了他的脸匍匐在地上。
Now this was the king of the universe.
这是整个宇宙的王。
Yet his face was on the ground.
但是他的脸却匍匐在地上。
It spoke of his humility.
讲到他的谦卑。
It spoke of how different he was.
讲到他如何的不同。
So then we come to the Gospel of Mark.
Now we know that Matthew speaks about our Lord as the perfect king. Mark spoke of our Lord as the perfect servant.
The
Gospel of Mark didn't have a lot of words from our Lord. It was all about what our Lord did, how he served us.
讲的都是呢, 他做了什么,
and how we know that the first 10 chapters of the Gospel of Mark speaks about how he served the house, served the world.
那前十章呢,
how he was that ox in the field and tilling the ground.
他是在地里面耕地的牛.
And then the last 6 chapters speaks about our Lord, how he served us on the cross.
而后六章讲到呢,
and that spoke of the ox on the altar.
但是讲到在祭坛上的牛.
So what is it that is the face of a servant?
一个仆人的脸面又如何呢?
We understand that by reading Isaiah chapter 53.
那么在, 以赛亚书第53章, 我们,
Now we know that Isaiah 53 speaks about the servant of God. In verse 11, it has a reference to my servant.
第11节讲到说,
but what is the face of a servant?
一个仆人的脸面是什么样?
Isaiah 53 verse 2 says this, and we know this is a prophecy of our Lord.
以赛亚书53章第2节那里面讲到我们关于我们主的预言。
For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of parched ground. He had no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家庭美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。
He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we did not esteem him.
他被藐视,被人厌弃,多受痛苦,常经忧患,他被藐视,好像被人掩面不看的一样,我们也不尊重他。
In another verse, in John chapter 8, verse 57,
约翰福音第八章第56节,
57节,
57.
The Jews therefore said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?
犹太人说,你还没有50岁,岂见过亚伯拉罕呢?
Now our Lord should have been just around 30-something.
我们的主呢,本来应当只有30岁左右。
Yet when people saw him, they said, You are not yet 50 years old.
但人看他的时候却说,你还不到50岁。
Well, I can say I'm still in my early 30s, or yes.
我呢,
if someone ever said, you look around, you look like you're 50,
如果有人对我说你差不多,
I would be greatly insulted.
我觉得那个时代是真的是被, 被侮辱了。
But if you think about it,
但如果你想一想,
people here thought that the Lord was already 50.
那时候的人呢,
觉得我们的主已经50岁了。 So you must have thought, imagine how our Lord looked. Isaiah 53 said he had no stately form that we should even be drawn to him.
以赛亚书说他也没有美貌让我们可以羡慕。
And that men actually despised him.
人也不尊重他。
So from his physical stature,
从他的外貌,
there was nothing that would draw you to him.
他不吸引人。
As a matter of fact, based on Isaiah, it would actually be a turner off.
其实呢,以赛亚书还更告诉我们说人都掩面不看他。
So it's something that you didn't even want to look at.
这你都不想看。
Someone that looked like he was 50 years old even though he was 30.
虽然呢,他只有30岁, 但是看上去却像50岁。
So if you look at someone today that really is overworked.
如果呢,你看有些人今天他们疲劳过度,
especially physically overworked.
特别呢,是在体力上,
you'll see how they look old and aged. But this is how our Lord looked like. So if you think about all the pictures you see about this that are supposedly about the Lord.
可是你想想呢,那些画的关于我们主的那些,
so how he had long hair, he had a very smooth white face.
他的头发如何的长,他的脸如何的 光滑,
and a very good looking man in that in those drawings and paintings.
那些画里面他是如何的潇洒,
I am pretty sure that's not what he looked like.
我确信的主不是那样,
and not my description, but according to the Bible.
不是我这样说,
this was the perfect servant of God.
这是神的完全的仆人,
this was the face of an ox, of someone who labored for you and for me.
这是呢, 一个牛的脸面，他为你为我而操劳。
Then quickly, chapter of Luke.
路加福音.
Now we know that Luke speaks about our Lord as the perfect man.
路加福音呢，讲到我们主是一个完美的人。
It's the only place that really talks about how our Lord was born in a manger and how he grew up.
只有这里面呢，讲到我们的主如何生在马槽里，如何长大。
And then how when he was 12, he was in the house of God.
12岁的时候，他到神的殿。
And how he said, how shouldn't I be minding the things of the house of my father?
他说，我当思念父的事。
And then, but then yet he still obeyed to his earthly parents.
然而呢，他还是顺服他地上的父母。
And then he also learned to be a carpenter.
他怎样呢，学会了木匠。
So if you look, and then when he was 30, he came out in public ministry.
他30岁的时候出来公开的服侍。
And then when, and 3 years later, he was on Mount Hermon, and he was, how he was transfigured.
在3年以后, 他在变相山上如改变形象。
So how, and then later on, he, the last 6 months spoke about the way of the cross.
那么最后六个月呢,
so you see how the Lord's life was this divided into three parts.
我们主的,他的一生呢,
and the interesting thing is, the way you split up those is, every time it, he went from one stage to another, there was a voice from heaven.
那么每当他从一个阶段进入到另一个阶段的时候呢,
when he was 30, and as he grew up as a tender shoot before God,
30岁他像, 在耶和华面前将根出于甘地的生长如嫩芽的时候,
when he was baptized, there was a voice from heaven that says, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
他受洗的时候, 天上有声音说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦。
So then he started his public ministry.
然后他开始公开的服侍。
After 3 years of public ministry,
三年之后,
one day he took his disciples to the Mount of Transfiguration.
有一天他带着门徒上了变相山。
And remember how his face, how he was transformed, how he's was transfigured before them.
他在门徒面前变了形象。
And then God said, this is my son, my chosen one, listen to him.
那么父神在天上说, 这是我的爱子, 你们要听他。
And then finally, after our Lord had resurrected,
我们主复活之后,
this time, there no longer was a voice from heaven,
这时候不是从天上讲话,
but our Lord ascended into heaven.
我们主升天,
so heaven took action.
天上有个动作,
so you know that this spoke about our Lord's life as a man. But the story of the Mount of Transfiguration
那么变相山上的故事,
spoke about how our Lord was so pleasing to the Father. He was a man.
他是一个人,
yet because he was such a perfect man. So we read in Luke chapter 9 verse 35.
路加福音第9章第35节。
It says, oh, just a second. Okay, sorry, verse 29.
第29节。
While he was praying, the appearance of his face became different, and his clothing became white and gleaming.
路加福音第9章第29节，正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白发光。
Actually, in Matthew chapter 17 and verse 2, sorry,
马太福音第17章第2节,
it says, and he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light.
就在他们面前变了形象, 脸面明亮如日光, 衣裳洁白如光。
So his face shone like the sun.
他的脸好像日光。
That was the glory of the Son of Man.
这就是人子的荣耀。
He was so perfect. He's so satisfied the Father that Elijah and Moses were talking about how he would leave this world. Actually, I'm sure the Lord could have left at that point. Because the Father said, this is my chosen one, this is my beloved. God had to speak because his son was so perfect. So he could have left for on his own accord. And everything would have been wonderful between him and the Father. Yet, for your sake and my sake, if you read in Luke chapter 9, Luke chapter
9,
this face that shone like a sun,
那个像日头一样的脸,
verse
51,
and it came about when the days were approaching for his ascension that he resolutely set his face to go to Jerusalem. For himself, he had received all the glory.
他自己呢, 他为他自己,
but for your sake and my sake,
但是为了你我的缘故,
he set his face towards Jerusalem. In other words, he set his face towards the cross.
换句话说,
for your sake and my sake, he was willing to go the way of the cross. He was not willing just to be content to be that mature grape.
他不是呢仅仅呢是成为一个自己呢成为一个成熟的葡萄,
but he was willing to go through the wine press.
乃是呢他愿意进到酒榨里.
For himself, it would have been fine.
对他自己来讲,
but for your sake and my sake, he was willing to go through the wine press. So this face that shone like a sun was set towards Jerusalem. And then finally, in the Gospel of John,
最后呢, 在约翰福音,
he was the perfect Son of God.
他是神完美的儿子.
Now, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 18, says, the only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father. He has explained him.
他呢,
this spoke volumes.
就是讲到呢,
throughout the Gospel of John, you see that he was not just originally in the bosom of the Father,
他不是呢,从起初呢,
but he was always in the bosom of the Father.
他一直在父的怀里.
His face was always towards God the Father. That's why the Lord said, I never do anything on my own accord.
所以呢,
as my Father tells me to do, I do.
乃是父让我做的,
I do not do anything that my Father has not told me to do.
父没有叫我做的,
so he was one who was always in the presence of God.
他呢, 总是呢,
his face always was beholding his Father. But the wonderful thing is that this is not just the only time the word bosom appears.
但是呢, 这里不单单这里讲到呢, 啊, 父的怀,
we don't have to turn there, but in John 13 it talks about John being in the bosom of our Lord Jesus.
那么约翰福音13章还说呢, 约翰他是我们主怀里的门徒。
So here is a picture again, John would always be in the bosom of the Lord Jesus.
那约翰呢,
that's why it was John who told us that the Lord said, abide in me and I in you.
所以呢, 约翰告诉我们说, 你在我里面, 我在你里面。
It was John who said that they may be one as you and I are one.
约翰说呢, 我, 啊, 使他们合一,
so you saw the wonderful fellowship between the Son and the Father. You saw the picture of the one being the bosom of the Father. One who was so connected to the Father. So just one simple illustration that allowed me to understand this a little better. My daughter is already a little more grown up now.
我女儿现在呢稍微长成了一点。
So she's almost 2.5.
她差不多两岁半了。
But she oftentimes likes to likes us to hold her like a baby.
她却常常呢希望我们像抱婴孩一样抱着她。
She's no longer a baby.
她已经不是一个小婴孩了。
But she loves to say, us to hold her.
但是呢, 她喜欢我们抱她,
and then she'll say, I'm a baby.
她会说, 哦, 我是小baby。
But because she loves to just be in, held that way,
因为她喜欢那样抱她,
because she feels very close and secure.
因为呢, 她觉得她与你很近也很安全,
but she knows she's no longer a baby. She doesn't really need to be held that way.
她知道她已经不再是小婴孩, 她不需要那样人家抱她。
But being so close, she can look at my face and my wife's face,
因为,
just a picture.
但是呢, 我们这样抱着她的时候, 她离我们很近, 可以看我的脸, 也可以看我太太的脸。
So you could imagine why the Lord knew the Father's will so well.
所以呢, 我们就知道为什么我们的主那样认识父神。
Because that picture spoke of the wonderful fellowship between the Son and the Father.
因为那幅图画讲到呢, 父与子之间, 他们如何美好的交通。
That's why he was the perfect Son of God.
这就是为什么呢? 他是一个完美的神子。
So our time is up.
时间到了。
But I hope you see the picture.
希望大家能够看到那幅图画。
That the Bible describes the glory of God as the glory of God is described in the face of Christ.
圣经讲到神的荣耀, 而神的荣耀呢,
what does it mean to be conformed to the image of the Son of God?
什么是效法神儿子的模样?
What does it mean to be glorified?
什么是得着荣耀?
Now we understand that glory is the Lord Himself.
荣耀就是主自己。
And more specifically, it can be manifested through His different faces.
特别的乃是在从他四个脸上能够, 啊, 表现出来。
So what does it mean to become conformed to the image?
什么就是, 什么是效法他的模样呢?
It sure reminds you of the different faces of our Lord. How the face was the face that was upon the ground that said, My Father, not my will, but thy will be done.
而是那位在地上他说, 不是我的意思, 乃是你的意思的那个脸。
It's that face that was spat upon and was slapped upon.
乃是被吐了唾沫, 并且被人手打的那个脸。
Willing to become the least.
愿意啊, 成为最卑微的。
Willing to be the servant of all.
甘心情愿成为一个仆人。
It is that face that spoke of it was the marred face.
乃是呢, 讲到那个,
marred face. 不堪的脸。
讲到, 那个不堪的,
the face of a servant.
一个仆人的脸,
that labors so diligently.
他如此辛勤的做工。
So we ought to serve the Lord in the same way. The face of a man.
一个人的脸,
and how he was the perfect man.
他是一个如何完美的人,
he still lived a life on this earth.
他今天仍然活在这个世上,
yet he was obedient to his earthly parents.
他呢,
he was the perfect example to the others around him.
他是呢，在他给他周围的人做了一个完美的榜样。
Even though we are we ought to be spiritual,
我们呢应当是属灵的。
But we ought to be better husbands,
我们呢要成为更好的丈夫。
Better fathers,
更好的父亲。
Better sons,
更好的儿子。
Better workers at work,
在工作上我们成为更好的员工。
Better bosses,
更好的老板。
And then of course the face of the Son of God.
当然呢,还有神子的脸。
In other words, to be often in the presence of the Lord.
乃是呢,常常在神的同在之中。
So hopefully this clarifies a little bit more of Romans 8:28-30.
我盼望呢,现在呢,罗马书8章28到30节对我们能够更加清楚一点。
That we may understand it a little bit more.
我们能够更明白一点。
Sorry, I took a bit too much time.
That's okay.
Let us conclude with a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we give these words back to you.
主啊,我们将这些话交在你的手中。
Lord, we pray that you may speak to us.
主啊,我们求你对我们说话。
Lord, thank you that you are this perfect example to us.
谢谢你成为我们如此完美的榜样。
Lord, that we know that you are the representation of glory.
哦,主,我们知道你就是代表着荣耀。
Thank you, Lord, that we have the privilege to be conformed, one day to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
哦,谢谢你,主,有一天我们可以效法你的模样。
And that we may even be glorified one day.
哦,有一天我们还可以得着荣耀。
But Lord, we pray that as you cause all things to work together for good,
哦,主啊,我们谢谢你,叫凡事互相效力。
But that we may be willing to take up our cross to follow you. Lord, we commit this back to you in Jesus' precious name.
我们将这一切交在你的手中，靠主耶稣基督的名。 Amen.